This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh! So guys, Jessica and her husband went to high school together, okay? And her husband just walked into the studio to say hello, and he happened to have the yearbook with him. And he found something really funny in it, and I told Jessica to take a picture of it. He signed her yearbook. They weren't dating. They were just in high school together. He signed her yearbook.
Have a nice life.
Have a nice life. Good luck in the future. Thanks for always keeping me hydrated at your house. Because like she had like parties at her house or whatever. But like, keynote here, good luck in the future. I wanted to be like, while I have sex with you for the rest of my life, yeah. Because you are my wife.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Could
got
you
him.
Imagine?
Got him.
Good luck in the future.
Good luck in the future.
You know what?
I'm my future, bitch.
Good luck for you in the future, because yeah. I'm going to make your life hell.
I was crying when I saw this. It was so funny because it was just so them. It was so them. And he signed it, Dennis Calcione. I'm like, oh, how fabulous. You should have signed it, your future husband.
Seriously. To the Mrs. Calcione.
Yeah, to future. Mrs. Calcione.
Well, I know what you're doing, and you are trying to take away the pressure on you for me asking you about the Jerseylicious reunion.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Oh, we're going to get into it. But before we do, let's talk bad examples, good advice. Insert theme song. How does it go? Bad examples, good advice. I don't know.
I'm sure Alan will fucking cut that shit.
No. That's not the real theme song. Alan, play the real beat. Bad examples, good advice. I just started listening to your podcast last Friday, and I'm hooked. Started from the very beginning, and now I'm on season 1, episode 12. You have given me tons of tips and a different perspective that I'm going to try and apply to my relationship. Good girl. I've been listening at work, and you make my day go by so much faster, and you make it fun by how much you guys are actually laughing. You give me life. By the way, this is my first podcast.
Yay!
Podcast V-card I've actually ever listened to, and now I'm sold on podcasts. You guys are awesome. Looking forward to future episodes.
Yay, keep listening, because we have... after episode 12, it actually gets really good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She, episode 12. She didn't even get to the good shit yet.
You haven't even heard the sugar baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else we got?
All right. A fuckboy broke my heart. Let's just make it the title, huh? A fuckboy broke my heart, laughing my ass off, RIP. But listening to the podcast really does bring me laughter. Thank you guys for being the best examples. Wow, the best bad examples. I feel so like...
That's us.
Chin up in the air, huh? I'm starting college next week, and you two helped me so much with my anxiety and fear.
Oh, good luck in college.
That was so good. Good luck in college. Congratulations on getting in. Have a lot of fun and experiment.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. I say, I can't even believe college kids are listening to us, but then Tracy's like, go experiment, honey.
Of course they are. We're the ones telling them to go out and cause drama and problems.
College is the best time of your life.
I didn't go to college. Well, I went for two semesters and then hated it.
College, because you know, when you're that age, it's such a special age. Like, you're not really working. You know, you're hanging out with your friends. You're meeting new people. It's just a really exciting. You're not in high school. You're not dealing with high school drama and bullshit. It's just an exciting time in your life. So definitely enjoy it.
definitely put pictures of me and Tracy in your dorm room and tell everyone to listen to Bad Examples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I love that.
Hi, ladies. Just dropping a message to say thank you for the amazing episode today. It's been the light of my otherwise completely shitty birthday.
Oh, no.
I'll forever be grateful for you ladies and how you make me laugh on good days and bad. Now this baddie is going to grab a giant-ass birthday margarita. Love y'all. Happy birthday to Jamie Lynn from Texas.
Oh, happy birthday. I'm happy we were able to turn that shit around.
Yeah.
That sounded miserable.
Bad birthdays are no fun.
No. But that giant margarita will sure fix it. So this is totally random, but hearing Jessica talk about Harry Potter all the time, I was like, you know what? I should really try to watch it again because I was never really into it. Jessica definitely made this one up herself.
I love how anyone that messaged me has to like say like, oh, by the way, I'm not like you. I'm not into it. You know what I mean? Oh, like, let me clarify.
Because it's so sketchy. So last night I go to my fiance, want to watch Harry Potter? And he goes, Harry Potter, you want to watch a movie about magical elf and its wand? An elf. I'm sorry, because I don't get what Harry Potter is. An elf sounds normal to me. I'm on this guy's side. Is it not about an elf?
I get sometimes people will send me memes of like Harry Potter and be like, this is not
what
amateurs. My reference. Oh. They'll be like, this isn't for me. I'm more like Tracy, but I thought you'd like this. And I'm like, you love it.
You love it. I tried. Jessica knows I tried to get the kids to watch it. And I literally looked at them. We all looked at each other, had a moment. And then I go, so Descendants? And they were like, yeah.
I'm glad you bonded anything, with your kids over it.
Anything but Harry Potter. Go ahead.
Oh, so we had a message that we were dying. My boyfriend always says pork sword now.
I'm sorry because we should have never said that online, on air. It's such a terrible reference to a dick.
It's everywhere now.
Pork sword. Why? Whoever came up with that, I want to know who you are. Who started that? It's disgusting.
And
I look at pork differently. I look at swords differently.
You look at swords differently. Oh, my God. And the last baddie message we have, you know, we had Dolores on the show and talk about getting divorced. And I thought this message was worth reading. My mom and dad separated when I was 2 and divorced when I was 4. They got back together and remarried right before I turned 30.
Wow.
So that, in one sense, that's great. In other sense, like, does that fuck you up more psychologically? Like, seeing your parents as a grown woman, like, rekindle their love? Like, I don't know.
It must be exciting.
It must be, yeah.
Because they're like, you know, kids want their parents to be together. So like for it to happen.
30-year-olds
like,
want that at that point?
Yeah, if my parents were together and I was like, wow, I just turned 30 last year and now they're getting back together, I'd be like, oh, that's exciting.
This is lit.
This is a great birthday gift.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Yay for Christmases together
anything
again.
Anything can happen. I mean, it's wild. And last but not least, we have a segment called Baddie Buzz.
But I don't like to rename it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think Baddie Blast is easier, more fun, more exciting, and more relevant.
And this is when we hear from you guys, and you guys give us good advice that we think we should share with our audience. So let's take that Baddie Blast.
Okay. Hey, baddies, loving the podcast. I'd just like you guys to address something for your male listeners. As women, I feel like sexually we're naturally giving.
True.
I keep thinking of how I wasted a sexual experience. Where's this going? It was literally a week ago today, and I'm still mad. Oh, it's like buyer's regret. Men need to understand that foreplay and head is appreciated. Yeah. Sucking dick is not getting my vagina wet. I disagree, but we'll talk about this after.
What?
Wait, you need to do something to make sure my ass is aroused too. I don't suck your dick because I like sucking dick. My neck hurts. I don't enjoy choking, and I could do it without all the spit. This girl is the anti-Tracy. Hold on. If giving you head, you could at least make sure that I'm enjoying the sex too. I'm 26, and the guy that I slept with was 29. Too damn old to be that childish and mediocre in bed. I applaud that. I blocked his number once, and now we're done. Make sure the woman is enjoying the sex too. Jeez.
I mean, I...
Okay, go ahead. You, because I'm gonna bang it out, so go ahead.
Hold on, let me lubricate my mouth. So... That was disgusting. Why did I describe it like
that? She just lubed up.
So I just feel like this is a topic that you and I really haven't gone into. And like, because men do like think about what a blowjob is essentially. It's just for the man. Like,
I think you're doing it wrong.
Hold on. If the blowjob ends in sex, that's great.
Still, I think maybe somebody's doing it
wrong. Let's hear it. What do you think?
First of all, there's nothing more of a turn on than when you see a guy turned on by you.
True.
Okay. So if you're doing a blowjob right, he should be so turned on that you are getting wet from watching him be turned on. So, okay. She says, my neck hurts. I don't enjoy choking. One, you should love choking. Makes him think he's huge and makes you look like a goddamn pro that you're deep throating. And also choke me a little. So I could do without all the spit. No, no.
The well, spit is right.
Yeah, you're doing it right. You need extra spit. Make it disgusting. The sloppiest blowjob you've ever given. And if I'm giving you head, you could at least make sure I'm enjoying the sex too. Yeah, it should definitely be leading to sex. It should definitely be leading to now it's my turn to please you.
Yes, that's the big thing. I think.
And if maybe if he's not, it's because he doesn't know what he's doing and he doesn't know where the G-spot or your clit is. And therefore, he knows he's going to fuck it all up. But here are the solutions to that. Okay, so if you're really bad at giving head, guys, what you have to do is perform really, really, really well. And make her come through sex. But a lot of girls don't come through sex. So you need to be finding where the G-spot is. Therefore, if you have a really small dick, but you eat out really well, you're going to win every single time. They will completely ignore the fact that you have a small dick. And they will focus and tell their friends, but it was the best that I've ever had. So you need to, if you have a small dick, you're going to have to make up for it by being the best head giver you've ever had. And then if you can't eat a girl out right, then you better be the best sex she's ever had, because you need to have excel at one of two things.
And the point is, you need to do have there has to be foreplay involved. It's not just foreplay. Suck your dick and then have sex. Like, that's just
no, there
bullshit.
Has to be something that gets her going. And if it's not that, like, she needs to be enjoying it. You need to tell her while she's blowing you that this is the best thing that you've ever had. You can't believe that she's doing it to you, that she's the hottest girl you've ever seen. Moaning is good because it means you enjoy it without actually having to fucking talk to me, because sometimes I don't want to hear you speak.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to amp it up. Therefore, she'll get really into it. The blowjob will get better. She'll get wetter. Sex after will be better. It's a really all-around thing. I think girls should be enjoying blowjobs too. Because if that's why I think if you're doing it right, his response will turn you on.
Yeah, but like, if I'm horny, I just don't want to blow you and then have sex. Like, I want to get into it.
Right. Which, but that should be a rebuttal regardless.
And by the way, like, with my husband, like, oh, sure, I'll do that. But like, if it's a new guy I'm just getting with, like, you better believe I expect to, the rotation should be
full. Well, there needs to be a communication then and be like, me, you first, then me.
But how annoying that we have to communicate that we want to come. Men don't.
No, but the problem is we get multiple orgasms. So we should be getting multiple orgasms. They only get one. And more than likely after that, they're done. Maybe two at best. Mm. But I don't think guys are going more than two times and coming twice. But girls could have like 15 orgasms.
Yeah, but sometimes girls don't have any.
Which is terrifying. And I feel bad for those girls. Yeah, therefore, they need to come up with a solution.
Yeah, the solution is foreplay. It helps women. It helps women. Don't
and
be
I also
selfish.
Think if you
don't be a selfish
don't,
lover.
Don't think of blowjobs as like the most, oh, I have to get through this, because then you're not going to be turned on by
agree
it.
With that, for sure.
Go into it thinking, I'm going to show him the best he's ever had, and I'm going to get him so hot and turned on that it's actually going to turn me on in return. And then he's going to want to go down on you, because it's just the level of intensity and sexual energy going on.
It's true. You need to get into the mindset that, like, it is hot to turn a guy on. Like, that should be
I think that's
that
a huge thing. You should be turned on by the fact that you can get him so hot. Like,
yeah.
That.
And it's you have control.
Yeah.
Of that.
That's a control thing.
But,
for
like,
me,
of
so.
Course, he should give back if you're giving all that. If your neck is killing and you're choking on your own spit, I mean, the least he can do is.
Yeah. If you're putting in actual work, yeah. For sure.
And speaking of coming, can I just tell you?
Speaking of coming and going.
Wait. So I posted on my Insta story something about Wawa, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what Wawa is, right?
Yeah.
What can you explain to our listeners?
Okay,
who maybe
Wawa,
you're not
I think,
here?
Is just a Jersey thing.
Yep.
And it is like a quick check or a deli, but in the middle, it's like a convenience store. With a fresh market deli in it, with all the snacks and drunk hungover food you could ever want in your life. Wawa is the god of New Jersey. and we all live at Wawa's after clubs or after late nights or after day drinking or whatever. Like, it's a job for us.
Yeah, we literally just hang out.
We literally
there.
Look for Wawa's only.
Yeah, like, we rather go to Wawa than to anything. Like a restaurant.
No, anything.
Okay. So I posted that and someone wrote to me, what is Wawa? And I was like, okay, of course.
She's, you feel
she's
bad
out of
for
town.
Missing out on that person, though. No.
She's like, oh, I'm from, I explained to her, it's a convenience store. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, I'm from Wyoming. We have come and go, but it's K-U-M. It's not come like come over here. It's spelled like K-U-M, come
it's
and
way
go.
Way closer to C-U-M. Come
right.
And go. It's, do they sell condoms?
Tell me that doesn't make you physically
come and go. Yeah.
And the logo is where end means more.
Oh, so anal.
And I'm just like,
no.
Okay, Wyoming, you freaky deeks.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. But you know what? It's the Midwest states that we got to worry about.
Oh,
those
absolutely.
Are the freaks. Yeah.
Come and go.
Yeah, come and go. Of course you guys would have a come and go.
K-U-M.
It's too obvious here in Jersey where all the slutty girls are. No, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, come and go can never
no, we
exist
could,
here.
That's why we have the most innocent Wawa.
Yeah, we go to
it's
Wawa.
It's like a baby store. Wawa.
I'm a baby.
Yeah. No, we don't have a come and go because Jersey and New York people would abuse that store.
Come
we
and
would
go.
People would literally come on it because we're such assholes here in New York and New Jersey. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break and play our sponsors because without them, we would not have a show. We'll be back in a little bit with talking about how assholes are celebrities.
Talking
and
about assholes.
Yeah, how fucking celebrities are assholes and, yeah, ripping them apart a little bit. So it'll be fun.
We have a new sponsor that is called FabFitFun. I think you girls are going to really like this one.
This one is really as good as it seems. You're not getting samples. You're getting full-size great products to choose from. You get an option.
So you get to pick your own.
Say they give you like an A or B choice. So like when you're subscribing to it, you could pick which one you want. They have different stuff.
And it's like lifestyle, fitness, home, beauty, right?
It's good. I got one of my favorite eyeliners I've ever had from there. I got a rose spray, like, for your face that I've got
Ooh,
from there. I got
pretty.
My favorite wine glasses, which are those silicone, like, ones. I got that in my summer box.
And
it comes 4 times a year. So you're getting it. It's, like, quarterly.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. So you're getting a spring, summer, winter, and fall box. It's awesome. So it applies to, like, everything for that. Like, you'll get, like, a summer beach bag for your summer one or, like, a fall scarf or whatever. It's really cute.
And guess what? The fall box is on sale now.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I mean, this is really the perfect way to treat yourself or others. I mean, what a great gift if you want to gift someone FabFitFun. And 4 times a year, they get this awesome surprise. And these boxes sell out fast. So sign up for yours today.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box. So you're getting full-size beauty products, lifestyle products. It's retailing at $49.99, but it's valuing it over $200. So you're going to use our coupon code, BADEXAMPLES. You're going to get $10 off your first box. You're going to go to FabFitFun.com and sign up. You're going to love this box. It's going to be your new favorite thing that comes to your house.
Go to FabFitFun.com, explore the website, get familiar with all the brands they have. And it's a really fun way to, we talk about all the time, treat yourself.
Yes, definitely.
Use our promo code BADEXAMPLES for $10 off your first box. www.fabfitfun.com. Let's talk about Care Of. We love Care Of.
We
you guys have heard
it.
Us talk about Care Of before.
I think we're Care Of's biggest fans.
Yeah, we love their Care Of
Sugar Rush. They're a fun dip. They're healthy fun dip.
Yeah, healthy fun dip. And this is why we love Care Of. So Care Of is a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements specific to your health needs. Okay, so you go on their website, you take a short quiz, you answer questions about your diet, lifestyle, fitness, and health goals, and Care Of puts together a personalized plan just for you.
And it's not hard questions, just easy questions like how much sleep are you getting? Are you looking for more energy? Stuff that's like normal things you would think about, reasons you would take vitamins in general.
Yeah, I always say this. I'm like, I want to take vitamins. I know my body needs them. Like, I'm a weird vegetarian. I know I'm not getting nutrients. I don't know what to take. So
right.
Care Of makes it easy because you can just go on their site and they're like, whoa, you're missing out on X, Y, and Z. And then they send that shit to your house.
And it's personalized. It's the cutest thing.
Oh my God. Yeah, it comes.
My favorite part.
Hi, Trey.
It's like, hi, Jess. Here's your subscription. And then it all comes prepackaged with exactly what you're supposed to take every day. So instead of having to open three different, four different bottles, mm-hmm. you're taking one pack on the go, and all of it is customized in that little tiny packet. The individually wrapped vitamin packets are now coming compostable plant-based film. So they're meeting the safety standards that you want, yet getting the vitamins that you need kept fresh while you're waiting on them to take them daily.
And that's why I love Care Up. This is their whole thing. Is
this
about
is
health.
Their thing. This is their MO. This yeah. is what they do.
For 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter bad examples. I'm telling you guys, it doesn't hurt to try it. The vitamins come right to your house. They're all organized in a little packet. You can throw it in your bag, and whenever you remember to take it, yep. you just take it.
All of them.
I know Tracy has said this before, but being a mom, like, you just open up a drawer full of vitamins, and mm-hmm. now they're just, it's organized and neat. And it's all done with you in mind. So go to takecareof.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES for how much off your order, Tracy?
25% off. Bad examples. You're welcome.
First order. Go.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Getting fit and staying healthy has never been easier than with Open Fit. What is Open Fit, Tracy?
Comfort of your own home workout experience.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, this is why I love Open Fit, because my ass is not going to the gym. I don't even know if I could fit in my workout clothes, honestly.
Well, you don't have to do wearing workout clothes. Just, you could exercise naked in your living room.
I do. I put on a t-shirt and I just do it. Like, it just makes it so easy. And we're not talking about like corny workouts that you're probably imagining. I'm talking about the newest, trendiest programs with amazing trainers.
Andrea Rogers.
Yeah, she's the founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. It's the newest workout. And there's also Rough Around the Edges with the six most badass stunt women in the business. I love that one. That one is so cool.
I love that you no longer have to have people watch you while you work out or mm-hmm. judge you for not knowing mm-hmm. exactly how the workout is supposed to look while you're doing it wrong, because you're doing it in your own comfort of your own home. You're having somebody literally step you through each workout.
Sometimes I'm literally doing it. I know it's wrong, but I also know that my body is like, working.
Yes. You're so like, I'm doing something.
Shit. Yeah. So I'm like in my house. I don't care that I look like a crazy person. Like if there was a webcam on, I'd probably be shamed.
100%.
That's why it's the beauty of it. You're doing it in your own
home.
And
I think the worst thing about going on vacation is seeing all the people working out at the gym, because they're all the really skinny people with great bodies. So instead of doing that in your hotel room, you could work out on your computer, your web-enabled TV, your tablet, your smartphone, or even a Roku. So you're doing it in your hotel room or do it on the beach.
You put in what you get. You see the results in the first 30 days. Do you want to lose weight and keep it off? Lose up to 15 pounds if you do it the right way. And they have programs that are literally 10 minutes or less. Like, how amazing is that?
OpenFit has seriously changed the way that I work out. And my texting code, bad example, to 303030303030. You can join me and Jess for a workout fitness journey personalized just for you. Help us feel better about ourselves that we have to hide in our own houses working out instead of going to the gym.
Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text bad examples to 303030303030. All right, enough shenanigans. Tell us what we've all been waiting to hear. There was a Jerseylicious reunion.
I don't even like last
one.
Week.
I don't even want to discuss.
I don't even want to give it light.
I know, but you have no choice because of me. So there was a Jerseylicious reunion with the main cast members. Who was invited? And you were invited, correct?
Yeah, I think it was the original cast, which would consist of Gail Christie, Anthony Alexa, Gigi Olivia, Tracy Filippo, and I don't know who. I think that's it. Tracy that's Filippo. It. I think that's the end of the cast.
Yeah.
I didn't speak to anybody. Apparently there was like a text thread, which is fine. But I got a DM from somebody and they said, did you get the text? Are you coming to the party? And I said, no. What party? What text? I don't know what this is. Oh, we're having a Jersey Delicious reunion dinner. I was like, yeah, no thanks. And they were like, well, you have to come. I'm like, no, I would literally rather do anything except for go to an intimate dinner with half the people at that party.
That's true. It's like not like meeting for drinks.
It's no,
like
it's not exciting. It's dinner. Not seeing girls from high school that you loved. It's reliving what they considered the best time of their lives. For me, it was probably like one of the hardest and worst. I'm still dealing with it now. People, the thing about the cast, love and hate some of them, whatever, who and who. I didn't know who was going. I didn't really feel the need to communicate like, oh, is this person going? Because then if they were going, like, did I really want to go anyway? Probably not. But maybe would have gone if like certain people weren't going or I knew they weren't going. But so whatever. I just basically said no. I had no interest in going. I don't want to relive that time, really. And people are like, oh, my God, a Jersey Delicious dinner. They were all there, blah, blah, blah. It is not a reunion that's happening. That could have maybe been the intent of the dinner. I don't know. Maybe just to get together. It seems like if that were something that were just like, a, hey, let's get together, it would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, right. That makes sense to me.
Like, to me, it just seemed a little like maybe if we get the whole cast together, like somebody will pick up the show again. That's what it seemed like to me. And I was more like, I will never fucking do that show ever in my life again. So if I don't go.
I'm sitting here drinking my tea.
Yeah, maybe if I don't go, like, then they'll understand that, like, I fucking hated it. And, like, it was a great time for everyone else because no one else got bullied. However, like, right. I did. Alexa got bullied a lot because, you know, she's unique in, like, a creative vision type thing. So she probably, like, people didn't really understand her. I don't think anyone else really went through
what you did.
I don't think she's the one person who got a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even. Oh, so the only thing that pissed me off was that people, every time somebody from the fucking Jersey Delicious cast does anything, people fucking feel the need to DM
tag
it to
you,
me and like
share with
tell
you.
Me about it. And yeah. I'm always like, thanks, but I don't care. But they always tag me, they always send me stuff. So, of course, I got 1,000 fucking messages. Oh, they went live and they were talking about you. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't go for a reason. I didn't really want to be involved. So now I'm hearing all of this, like, they're talking about you. So I was like, I have to, like, watch it. Meanwhile, I realized that they were talking about me on Olivia's page, who I blocked. So I don't know if I couldn't even know how to go about finding her page. So I didn't. But then Gail was live. So I was like, oh, let me say hi to Gail.
Sure.
Because I forgot, honestly, that was the night that they were having it. And Gail never goes live. So I was like, oh, my God, Gail's live. I wonder what she's doing. So then I opened it. The second I opened it, I was like, fuck. But then it could say Tracy joined this thing. So if I leave, they can't tell if I left or not. So I was like, fuck, now I'm kind of stuck in here. So I was like, whatever, let me make small talk. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Whatever.
Okay, I think that was nice.
I was like, what am I going to do? If I jumped in and jumped out, then it looked really weird and shady. Yeah. So I was like, let me just go to say hi. So everyone's like, Tracy's on the chat. I said hi, whatever. But then people were like screen grabbing the, screen grabbing or recording and sending me Olivia's live chat, which they didn't say anything bad.
Okay.
It was more just like, it seemed really like fake to me. Then they were like, oh yeah, somebody said on it, like, Tracy talks shit about you guys on her podcast. First of all, whoever the fuck that is, we don't even want you as a listener anymore. So turn us off. We don't want you anymore. Because if you are going to try to say that we've talked shit on a Jersey Delicious tell-all, the only person that I talked shit on that tell-all was Gigi, and she should fucking know that was coming.
Yeah.
Come and go. So.
Come and go. I mean, you weren't, first of all.
I didn't talk shit even. Shit. I was like, my opinion of the fucking story.
You're retelling
and
the story.
And when did I ever? I think I said, Gail and Christy are still as beautiful as ever. I haven't heard from Alexa, but I hope she's doing well. I know she has a daughter. Like, Olivia, I think, is in California. Like, those are, I updated people on what I know of this.
Trust me, if I wanted to talk shit,
I could have released shit that nobody fucking wanted to know. Shit that behind the scenes that I know about people that I haven't told. Who fucked cast members? Who fucked crew members? Please, you don't even want to know the shit that I could have released, okay? I'm literally a vault, and I refuse to take that route, but like, I don't know, it just seemed like kind of weird to me. I didn't get good vibes from the whole thing. It seemed fake. Well, people who haven't talked to other people were acting like they were best friends on the live.
Right.
And that was what I was like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Because then people who I do keep in contact with never gave me recognition like that. Like, Tracy's great. She's just working. You know, she's got a lot with the three babies going on. Mm-hmm. She always tries to keep in contact, tries to like have play dates. It just doesn't always work out. Instead of dismissing me and being like, oh, we tried to reach out to Tracy. She didn't want to come. Bye.
Right.
And I was like, wait, do you guys not know me? I filmed with you for 6 seasons. You don't know the fucking trigger points for me. Make me out to be the bad guy one more fucking time and I will explode on all your fucking asses. And I don't fucking like none of it. So this is why I don't even want to acknowledge talking about it, because honestly, I think, yeah, everybody fucking wishes that show would come back. No, I don't mean the fans. I mean the cast members. They wished it would come back. I don't, because everyone was like, oh, no, the drama was so long ago, Tracy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you don't think I still deal with shit? Yeah. How about when I was giving birth to my fucking son on Mother's Day, the hospital that I was giving birth at had to shut down security and nobody was allowed in or out of the hospital because they had death threats called in by fans of Olivia's who threatened to kill me and the baby, and they shut down the whole hospital. So fucking ignorant, naive cast members who say things like, oh no, it happened so long ago. There's no drama. I feel no animosity. Of course you fucking don't, because you don't deal with any of the bullshit. I'm giving birth on Mother's Day and I'm dealing with death threats of my newborn baby. Like, that's the shit that Tracy deals with. Maybe you fucking people don't deal with it, but have a little compassion to the people who took the brunt of all your guys' success, because I was the only one who fucking made that show survive with my drama. And I'm the fucking one who still lives it down with that drama, because I was paid to do a fucking job and I did it so well that people believed all of it. Okay.
I fucking love you so much.
You know what? I flipped out on some people at the dinner because I was so fucking pissed. Oh, like, you know me. You know I'm a good mother. You know the person I am. And like, you dismiss it like, oh yeah, we tried to keep in contact with Tracy. No text back. Like, fuck the fuck out of here.
That's not true, right?
No, not only did I respond, I said, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to be put in the group checks with everybody. But like, how many times have I been like, let's meet at the beach. Let's go to the fucking boardwalk. Let's get the kids together. You don't acknowledge any of that. So going on Olivia's live chat, which I don't think she said anything wrong. I think a little fake of her to be like, oh, if you need a babysitter for the kids, I'll watch them. That seemed fake as fuck.
Who said that?
Olivia.
About your kids?
Like, she just knows that I'll never call her. So tough for her to say that just seemed fake to me. But whatever, I don't really care about that part because what? I know she was joking and they were probably all out having fun and whatever. But it just pissed me off that, like, no people who really know me that were at that dinner defended me, especially on Olivia's Instagram where people were asking where I was. Which I didn't go to the dinner because I didn't want to be involved in the dinner. End of story. Thank you for bringing it up, which I didn't want to talk about anyway. I had already put it to bed.
No.
But yeah, Jessica's got to go
there. Jerseylicious never goes to bed. It's with us forever.
Whatever. It just pissed me off because everyone was like, oh, you missed the Jerseylicious reunion. No, I didn't miss anything. I was home watching Cruel Intentions on my fucking couch eating ice cream.
Well, that's what I wanted to clear up, because I think a lot of people were like, oh, Tracy wasn't invited.
No, of course I was invited. I was one of the main fucking characters on that show.
Right. Like, obviously she was invited. Obviously it was her choice not to go. The people you were friends with, like, we kept in touch,
and I still have nothing bad to say about those people. I was just pissed at the situation.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, you have something so easy to, like, keep in touch with. Like, hey, how is the kids every
like
once in a while?
Like, we have kids.
You know
what
I mean?
We all should be getting our kids together.
Right. Like, so, like,
and
I don't
know. And if I try, I get sick of trying. If I try 1, 2, 3 times and it doesn't work out, I give up. Because
sure,
obviously
yeah.
maybe you don't want to hang out, whatever. But
right. So then for everyone to be like, what? You're not going to come? Like, shocked? Like, well.
Oh, you're not going to come to an intimate sit down dinner of 8 people where we're all going to be breathing each other's air and reliving fake memories of how happy it was? No, I'm not really going to come to that. No, you know what I would rather do is fucking chew off my left arm down to the bone for survival techniques.
You're like James Franco in that hole. What was that movie?
Oh, I can't. Like, I just when they said it, I was like, no, I have no interest in going. Thanks for the invite. But no, thank you.
You're going to 27 hours yourself?
Yeah.
Is that movie called?
Yeah, where you had to drink your own pee to survive. Rather do that than go to a Jerseylicious reunion. And apparently they're having a whole Jerseylicious barbecue that I was informed of as well. Oh, the entire cast. Well, fuck me up the ass, because I won't fucking be there for that either. You think I want to see the main characters? No, I don't even want to see them. Let alone do I want to see any fucking non-existent, nobody fucking characters that were added 4 seasons in who sucked on Olivia's ass to get fucking screen time and then called my fucking wedding a a joke. No, I don't want to be a part of those fucking people. And I don't want to see them. And if they get hit by a car, whatever works for them.
Honestly, I just want to explain why you weren't there.
Well, you shouldn't have opened the fucking gate because God. I hate people. Refill. I'm very, very aware of who I don't like. I don't play games with people. If I like you, I really like you and I'll do anything for you. If I don't like you, good fucking luck. And if I liked you and you turn on me, better fucking luck.
Do you feel good? You got it
all
out?
I wish you didn't bring it up because now I'm fucking heated. Like, I wish I didn't even have to talk about it. Thank you for adding this to the context of the episode.
Is there anything else you want to say before?
No, I'm good.
Well, let's use that energy and let's channel
some good energy. Everyone looked great in the photos that I saw.
Okay.
None of you age. Everyone looked beautiful. And that is all I have to say about that.
Everyone does look great.
Everyone looked wonderful.
Well, that makes up for it. let's channel your energy, your 127-hour energy to other people's drama and other shows' drama. How about that?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, let's
fucking hate anything Jersey Delicious. I can't even stand it.
What about? Let's talk about the big thing in the news today. Do you know what it is with Miley Cyrus?
Oh wow, I was gonna say like children's trafficking, but no, Miley Cyrus is good too.
Okay.
Big things in the news, like, you know, taking kids away from their parents at the border. No, let's talk about Miley Cyrus, sure.
Yeah, I mean.
The little less aggressive stuff, sure.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, Miley Cyrus and her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth. Actually, I'm sorry, her husband.
Her longtime boyfriend turned husband recently.
Yeah, for people who don't know, what's their, like, deal? Like, I know they've been, like, I know Wrecking Ball's about him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
They were engaged.
They were engaged a lot. They did, like, a movie together. It was, like, some country movie. I forget what it was. It was a cute movie. I saw it.
Whoa, is that how they met?
Probably. I don't know the details. I know that they did the movie, and I assume people, you know, get chemistry on movies and stuff. So they were dating for a while, then they broke up, then she did Wrecking Ball, put her hair in pigtails a lot, grinded on stage, wore nude clothing.
Didn't
went
she
through a
have
thing.
The like
she yes. had her Britney moment.
Yes, like when you break up and you like just rage.
Yeah, yeah. Usually that means the girl's done. This Miley was not done. She was just putting on a performance.
Whoa.
And she was just having her fucking moment, hoeing it out during the breakup. Now, her and Liam apparently got married.
And who is Liam Hemsworth?
Fucking Thor's brother. I don't even care. Honestly, I don't even care. Because if it's not Chris Hemsworth, I don't even know why we're addressing it. He's the lesser of the hot brothers.
Thor's brother.
He's the lesser of the hot brothers. I don't know why people are making such a fucking stink over him. But okay. Yes, a Hemsworth in general.
But like, I don't know. To me, there's something very passionate about that. Like, they can't seem to separate. Like, that's why I don't even know why they bother doing it in public after it hasn't even been a year since their marriage. Like, why even bother? Like, you're going to write songs about him, cry about him, and it seems like they're going to end up back together.
Miley Cyrus was just photographed making out with Brody Jenner's ex-wife, Caitlyn something. Let me think. Caitlyn Carter.
Huh?
Yeah.
Lesbian?
I don't know. I don't know. No, because they were both married to guys. I mean, maybe they're just like done with guys and experimenting now, but there were photos that were released of them either on vacation.
Recently?
Yeah, within a day or two.
Oh my God.
And they were like kissing and whatever. And Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter, who I know is Brody Jenner's ex-wife now because they were married on The Hills, the revamp that came back.
Okay.
The Hills. That's the only reason I know about that.
I mean,
Miley and Liam have been together since 2009. That's a long time. 10 years.
It's 10 years. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like when a relationship has that much history and that much
There's
clearly passion to
passion.
This,
that's
to,
the word
to get.
They
engaged,
can't get away from each
can't
other.
Get away from each other. Like what? Like, okay, you want to, you know, I don't know. I just feel like why rush?
I think these people
break up,
or these people are the type that need an open relationship because clearly, like, they can't get enough of each other. They're always.
But
gonna
I
come
never
back.
See Thor's brother like fucking around anyone else. Do you?
No, because maybe he's really low key, and I think he's also Australian. So we may not know about all of it here in America. Shit may go down in Australian news that we don't know about. But
okay,
I mean, I know there's paparazzi everywhere, but I don't know. Like, maybe he goes home and he has like low key shits there. Like, I don't know. He's got it between
fucks
girls.
Around with koalas and shit.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on down there.
I don't know. I feel like they need to not. Every time they break up, it's such a huge story.
Like everyone's so like heartbroken over something that has broken up so many times before.
Yeah, like,
it's
I just
like we
like
know they're
going to
get back
it,
together.
Yeah.
We know they're going to break up again. Then she's going to do a song. Then
maybe
they're going to be back together.
Maybe marriage is just not for them.
Right. That's why I'm saying if they want to be married, then maybe keep it open because clearly a day or two after they're like making out with other people and
yeah,
women and whatever their case is. I don't know.
Can we talk about, since you're in the mood to rage, this dumb ass cunt?
Who?
That YouTuber.
Bitch. Oh, Brooke Hoots.
Brick Hoots. I don't even give hoots? A fuck about pronouncing
I don't
her
give
name
no
right.
Hoots.
I don't give no hoots. This bitch.
Yeah, I don't. And I heard that.
All right, let me set up the story.
The story.
She uploaded a video to YouTube because she's a fucking
YouTuber.
Blogger or whatever. Who gives a fuck? And she didn't realize she uploaded a video abusing her dog. Okay. She was not only
abusing him, ripping him, throwing him to the floor.
Physically yelling,
smacking
him
in the face.
Him.
She spit on the
Bro,
dog.
You want to spit on a dog? I got the spit queen here. Let her spit on you in person. Let's get a fucking boxing ring and let's see who
I'll
can.
I'll take Brooke out.
Yo, we're going to take Brit.
We don't even know how to pronounce her last name. That's how fucking insignificant she is.
She's fucking insignificant. Normally, I wouldn't even talk about her. But what's fucking annoying me is that her following has doubled. Since this incident, it should not have doubled.
Wow. Also, I heard now ASPCA was called and the rescuing, all of that, all the investigations that have gone on.
They better take.
She's been allowed to keep her dog, Sphinx, I think. During this whole investigation, they didn't take the dog away.
Horrible.
So
and
her
apology was fucking lame too.
Her apology.
Had a bad day.
I had a bad day, and I know this doesn't excuse it. Like, don't judge me, guys. But like, people have bad days. Like, okay, I have bad days all the time, and I've never fucking laid a hand on my dog.
Yeah.
Ever. And not only that, her dog is a big fucking dog. What is it? A pointer?
Oh, so sad.
Okay, a big dog that could attack her, and he's such a sweet dog that he doesn't even. He takes the abuse and still goes back for more kisses. Like, what? Come on. What
you
kind
have
of
to
fucking
be an
asshole?
Evil. And did you watch the clip how she's all like, she's so phony and fake?
The fake. I've never seen a personality switch so bad.
Bad, right?
When she was like, oh my God, Sphinx, get the fuck out of here. Smacks his face, pulls him down to the floor, stop it, and spits on him. And then she goes, and we're back, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, somebody get this bitch a fucking blue pill because. I don't know what's going on here. She's clearly off her fucking rocker.
That's what I was like. There's clearly like mental.
Something disorder
like bipolar.
Here. Yeah, like mental illness is no joke. So if she needs help, maybe she should be getting help because it's not normal for a human being to switch on and off like that.
She spit on her dog.
It wasn't like he jumped up on her and she pushed her face and nudged him. I had seen people do that. Like when dogs jump up on them, they push them off them. That happens because they don't want them jumping on them. But to take it to another level of physically
body
spitting on your dog, that means you're a fucking piece of shit.
Trash.
You're a piece of shit. And whatever happens to you,
garbage.
Oh fucking well. I hope that dog becomes a foster dog to a bazillionaire and eats hand-cut filleted food for the rest of his life. For the abuse that he's endured, which we've only seen in one video. That's only one video of what we've seen.
That's
what imagine
what
else happened
about.
Behind the scenes that dog still crawls back to her for love and affection because he probably thinks he's not worthy of it. And for you to make that dog think that is terrible.
You can tell it wasn't the first time she's put her hands
otherwise
on
he would have cried or something.
Yeah, you can tell. It's fucked up. And I hate this bitch and I fucking hate that people are following her and that she's somehow becoming like a star over this. First of all, YouTube should take her off the channel, number one.
Suspend her at least so she feels
it. Suspend her at least so no one, she can't get new followers and more recognition for abusing an animal.
No,
I mean,
and you know what? She got
bizarre.
She definitely got more recognition because I had no idea who she was until everyone started talking about her and I looked her up. I watched one video and was like, wow, this is what
trash
we're all
anyway.
This is what we're all obsessing over. Yeah. Like, take this dog away from her, suspend her account, and that's it.
Yeah, and let's forget about her and forget about her lame fucking existence.
Just a dog. They're so harmless. Like, dogs want endless love. We don't deserve dogs. That's the end of it.
We
don't deserve dogs.
And she definitely doesn't deserve a dog. Let's talk about.
So we got this one a lot. And when I asked people, like, what are topics you want to bring up? A lot of people mentioned Kim Kardashian for no other reason of, like, fakeness or the body or the makeup line or the rich or whatever. They have a problem with the fact that Kanye dresses her for everything.
Is that for real?
So
how do you know that?
Pre-Kanye, she had a totally different style, almost like Jersey, New York girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had leopard in her apartment. in the first couple seasons of Kardashians. She had, you know, the cleavage, the legs, the high heels, the makeup, the hair, whatever. It kind of looked like us. Then Kanye got to her and was like, no, you're going to wear nude all the time.
What?
And like socks over your shoes. And now that's how she dresses, which biker shorts, okay, but like all the time. Never in color, never in anything fun. Like maybe like a neon green once in a while, but like it just doesn't feel genuinely what we knew her. Kardashian as being, mm-hmm. which is fine. People change their style, but I think people having.
Should a woman ever let a man dress her?
I mean, that's I get it. Bizarre. Kanye has good taste. People love his stuff.
That's fucking
but
weird.
But like the fact that I feel like, I don't know, even know if she chooses her own clothes ever anymore. It's either her stylist or her husband who's dressing her. I'm like, I don't know if I could live like that.
Isn't it part of like, do you remember the first time you got dressed for school? Like you did a big girl
excitement.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting yourself ready. It's like an adult thing.
Yes, it's an adult
thing. It feels very much like my baby. Thing. Like mm-hmm. the possession thing.
Correct. The last person to dress me was my fucking mother.
Yeah.
Have I done cute
Corey,
things?
I don't.
Like,
I asked, like, I would ask Corey once in a while and be like, do you think this is cuter yes. than this? But he wouldn't be like, I've laid out your outfit for you.
Yeah, no.
Here, I've taken snapshots of the outfit for you. Like, I don't know.
That's
don't know.
Weird. I'm sorry.
I'm not, I don't get it, but that's like, what works for them.
Before Denny and I lived together, if we went out, I would try on two outfits and send him a picture of both and be like, A or B, pick one.
Just that's cute like, because that's
flirty and like
flirty.
Whatever.
It's not.
But like, I would never let him be like, oh no, those shoes don't go with.
I heard
that
she cleared
top.
Out and got rid of like 3/4 of her closet of all her old stuff and got rid of it so that all her new Kanye attire could.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I can't believe they're not divorced yet. I cannot.
I'm proud of them
it.
For surviving this long in reality world and of the status that they both are and now having 4 kids.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think that they even see each other that much to like
I think it
fight
must be fucking crazy to I bet that it's easier being a celebrity because you don't see each other as much. So mm-hmm. when you see each other, it's way more special because you're like, oh, I missed you so much. Like,
and you don't fight over the fucking kids when there's fucking nannies and
oh,
everything.
Oh, yeah, when it's
else,
nice when, you, when you're rich and you have nannies, that must be great.
Rich being solves everything. Yeah.
Whoever said happy money doesn't solve happiness never had money.
Yeah. Idiot.
Idiot.
I think our pretty much stance on that is like letting your husband dress you. You're not
I'm
a
not
child.
For it. I mean,
grow up.
I don't know. Whatever works for you, I guess. Whatever floats your boat.
The next one is my favorite. Jersey Shore.
Oh, so I don't watch Jersey Shore. I never watched the original seasons. I don't watch the revamped ones. I don't watch, I don't know. Whatever. I never really got into it.
Oh, you didn't because it
also
aired the same time as your show.
It aired right before our show aired, which was a month before probably, so we were filming at the same time. But I grew up at the Jersey Shore, so I know what it was like. And it just, it's in 2006 or 5, maybe it was like that, but like not how it's been portrayed. So I never was really into it. I couldn't get myself to watch it really. Mm-hmm. Plus I knew all the spots that they were at that you would see in like the news or like, oh, they're at Steaks Unlimited. I'm like, oh yeah, I grew up there. Okay. Like, it's just weird. And like the people weren't from Jersey. So it was really just weird. But Jessica loves this one because this went down at our office location. Apparently she sent me a clip. You sent clip of Ronnie telling everybody that he got jumped in Sea Caucus. That's where we film, and it's like the nicest houses are like $1 million for a box. Yeah. Here, like, it is not scary.
Like, I'm house hunting and I can't afford to live in Sea Caucus. Like, you're not getting jumped.
You're
here,
not getting jumped,
especially at Lorenzo's, the Italian nice Italian restaurant. We're like, you have to dress up to go have dinner.
The best thing ever was Mike Situation's face. His and face. He turned, he's like, in Sea Caucus. And
it
me and Jessica
me
were
every
crying
time.
I was like, that was my reaction when she sent it to me. He's like, oh, I got jumped where? In Sea Caucus. And we're like, in Sea Caucus. What are you talking about?
Fucking so good. It's
oh my
so
god
good.
I'm so thankful you sent me that clip because that was worth all of it.
Worth all of it
of never watching the show. That one clip solved all my FOMO.
Do you know what Denny and I actually watched? Again, I'm not a big reality TV person at all. I think it's been ruined for me.
But for some reason, we got sucked into the dating show with the guys from the Jersey Shore, Paulie and Vinny.
Oh my God. If you're going to tell me that one of those girls looked like me, I'm going
to
kill you.
I already know you. People have said that to you.
I got 175 messages in 2 minutes as soon as that show aired. Oh my God, your twin is on that show. And I was like, what the fuck? Not B-Lashes, that girl Holly. I was like, I don't fucking look like her. I don't sound like her. We have a totally different mouth. Like, what? Okay, we both have dark hair and green eyes. Welcome to 75% of America.
I love that. No, the show was, it was good. But then at the end, spoiler alert, if you want to lower it and not hear how the end, but the end.
Yeah, I heard nobody ended up with anybody.
I've never seen a dating show where the end, the guy just goes, nah, I think I'm going to stay single. It's a fucking dating show. Pick a winner.
Like, who I was did like, that?
Paulie! Like, I feel like I got fucking ripped off here.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then this is what's actually interesting. So that pissed me off because I'm like, imagine like watching a whole season of something.
So did Vinny
which
find
I
a girlfriend?
Can't stick with anything. Like, I didn't even watch a Game of Thrones and I'm watching Paulie and Vinny shot of love. Like, how do you not pick someone at the end?
So who did Vinny pick?
But Paulie at the end, he's got the two girls. He sends the one girl home. So we all assume that he's going to pick the other girl. And he goes, not the time for me. I think I need to work on myself. And the girl's
why
face,
the fuck are you on a dating
like,
show?
She was like, what? Like,
no,
huh?
I have to say, he's a nice guy. We not talked that way, but like we've talked in the past. And he's so nice. He's like, he's very, very sweet, very respectful. He's a very nice kid. I don't have anything bad to say about him. He's probably the only one who I really know other than Dina. I love Dina.
Yeah.
I knew her from like back in the day. I don't really know much about any of them except for I grew up with Snooki's husband, Gianni.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like our whole life. He's from where I grew up.
Get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah,
they live in the town that we went. So their kids will
I
go to my high
know
school.
That.
Yeah, their kids will go to my high school. So that's the only...
In Secaucus? No.
No.
So...
That's all I know about.
So Vinny picked a girl, which was cool, whatever. But then the reunion show was right after.
Oh, you even stuck to the reunion. I'm very proud of you, Jessica.
I can't believe I watched. Dennis and I were like, our lives are crumbling all around us. Like, this was the biggest. Like, after they didn't pick anybody, we were like, oh.
What?
So then Vinny, like, on the reunion show, pretty much there's no, like, after the show was over, they, like, never talked.
What?
Yeah.
So both of them got a dating show to not actually date somebody,
yes.
But just to have a show.
And she pretty much said on the reunion show that he just stopped answering her texts. Like you
she got ghosted.
He got ghosted after winning the reality show.
Wow. So who really lost in this situation? None of the runners up because they all won. They avoided that.
Men. It's what happens with men. They can't. You're on a fucking dating show and you can't even give a girl a text back. You think once you want a dating show, you're safe, right?
No.
They're not.
No one is safe for men.
I hope you know this. No one is safe. Last thing I want to talk about are these freaky, this family. I don't even know why they have a TV show. The Duggards. Is that even how you say it?
Mm.
Have you ever watched one of their shows?
No.
Okay.
Hard fucking no.
This is a little bit of an old story. It's from a month ago, but Jill Duggard, okay, who saved herself for marriage. She gave...
You know my thoughts on that, so don't
even. She gave tips to keep the fire in a marriage alive, okay?
It's easy when you haven't ever fucked anyone.
Oh, yeah.
To keep it alive.
Who asked her this?
Yeah, who the fuck asked Jill Duggard for sex advice?
Well, let me give you some of these just so we can rip her a new asshole,
oh,
okay?
Oh, you have lists of it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
One, be open about all money and spending habits. No sneaking Amazon Prime deliveries under his nose.
How does that help your sex life?
First of all,
how are you supposed to get lingerie delivered if it's not sneaky?
I will sneak as many Amazon
Prime
boxes.
Don't you tell me, bitch, how many Amazon box primes I'm going to sneak.
What the fuck? Being in a marriage, that is part of being married.
It's sneaking and getting stuff delivered to you that you should not be buying.
Of course.
That's part of life.
I've literally seen a doormat on Etsy that says, like, don't ring the bell if my
husband's
home.
Or please hide packages from my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is unrealistic and you're an asshole for like no sneaking Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
okay.
Dishonesty.
How about
here.
This? She warns against wearing frumpy PJs and going to bed without wearing makeup.
Okay, one, you're asking for a fucking yeast infection and skin infection.
Can you imagine going to bed with a full face? What are you, sleeping fucking beauty? You just lay there?
She advises against frumpy pajamas. What,
they're
like
pajamas.
Sweatpants?
You go to sleep in them.
I sleep in booty shorts, so you can't ask me. I'm
I wear no shorts.
I only sleep in booty shorts. It's like the only time I wear.
Is when I sleep.
I don't would never tell a woman what to wear to sleep. Wear whatever the fuck is comfortable. Do you want to switch it up and wear lingerie, a little booty
or
action?
Let him rip open your sweatshirt.
Right. But to say you have to go to bed in a fucking full outfit and full face of makeup.
This bitch is lying through her fucking teeth.
You're lying through her teeth. Oh, here's the best one. Never masturbate and always be available for sex.
Always mass. Let me tell you something. Let me just stop you right there. Always fucking masturbate, because if you masturbate when he's not home, guess who's horny when her husband comes home? Because she just masturbated all day and now she's fucking into it. Okay.
Is this the what you're doing with the children all day?
Just I mean, if I get a free moment, yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm not for one fucking second not looking at porn so I could save myself for my husband, you fucking prude ass bitch.
Prude ass bitch. I mean, this is the same girl that, like, they won't call deviled eggs that because it's the devil. They call them
angel.
Oh, this
is the same girl whose brother molested the sister?
Right. The family is fucked.
Oh, okay.
How many are there?
The same child molesters in the family that they won't call deviled eggs, but they'll go fuck their sister. Cool. Gotcha. Writing it all down. That's who I'm taking sex advice from, by the way.
How many children are in this family?
Fucking
there's like
40,
a million, right?
40 children, 35 grandchildren, probably with each other since that one brother fucks everyone.
But like, don't save yourself for marriage and then consider yourself like a sex guru. You don't even know what it's like.
Save yourself for marriage and be a saint like you are and own it, or be a fucking whore and own that. Pick one and choose one. You're not going to be a fucking prude all the way till you get married and then now you're a fucking sex educationer.
She also says serve him. No,
serve him.
Serve bitch! Me bitch.
Bitch, I have a bell. Get a bell. Make him serve you.
Serve him.
Okay.
This sounds like a miserable religious life that I would never, ever enjoy.
I am sucking down every bit of that vodka. Are you kidding?
And what blows my mind is they give people like this. I hate to be like
a
the
platform.
Person that, but a platform. Like, this is so, like, the fact this is an article.
First of all, her mother should be ashamed that she raised a daughter who didn't want to have sex till marriage and then proclaims to be like the sex god of the world.
But
like,
listen,
pick
to
a fucking side.
Everything is about pleasing him. Serve him. Don't lie about money. Wear makeup to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Always be available for sex. Yes.
Be a Stepford wife.
Yes.
That's
creepy.
What she's telling you, people. Be a Stepford
bitch,
wife.
Bitch, it's 2019.
You know what I'm teaching you? Baddie blowjobs. That's what you should be listening to. Baddie blowjobs. Okay. If you're serving him with anything, make it be a sloppy, wet blowjob, please. Because what you should not be doing is hiding packages. What you should not be doing is going to bed with your fucking makeup on unless you want to be 70 at 35. Do not go to bed with your makeup on. Do not hide your packages. Always blow him. Do not serve him. Do not listen to a damn thing Jill Duggard tells you.
Fuck the Duggards.
Fuck the Duggards.
Well, this is our pop culture episode.
Yay! On a lighter note. Yes, bitch.
What a show. Thanks, Tracy, for... I know you didn't want to talk about it,
fuck
but
you.
We're glad.
Fuck you, Jess.
I called her. I'm like, hey, we can't not pretend
she like
this
like,
didn't happen.
Are we going to pretend that this didn't happen? And I was like, yes. She was like, no. And I'm going to ask you about it.
I'm
live.
Like the evil producer from Jerseylicious.
Yeah.
I've turned into. I really have. I'm like, but it's good for the show.
And I'm like, but it's not good for me and my
look
sanity.
At her. She's literally sipping
I'm chugging this. I'm like,
there's nothing
like,
left. She's eating the ice. The flavored ice.
Choked on a piece of ice.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Dimly Wit. Thank you to all the reality people for giving us topics to talk about. It's not my favorite thing to talk about because
I hate it.
It's just so close to home and I hate judging other people. But
because I know how bad it sucks.
Yeah, but some of y'all really
deserve it. But apparently
not
somebody. People don't know how bad it sucks out there because the Jersey reunion existed.
Right, exactly.
So what are you going to do? So
see
I know
you
we're
next
not-
Tuesday, baddies.
Love you guys.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.